This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. As we head into Labor Day, a new report finds Pennsylvania's labor market remains relatively healthy, but job growth is unevenly distributed and is beginning to slow. Here is Claire Kovac, Research Director at Keystone Research Center, a union-affiliated think tank in Harrisburg.
Wages continue to outpace inflation, but those gains haven't eliminated the substantial wage gaps for different demographics of workers. And affordability is still a huge concern for Pennsylvanians.
The report says unemployment rates among Black and Hispanic residents have increased after hitting historic lows in 2023, and the wage gap between men and women has widened to about $6 per hour. The family of the Pennsylvania State Trooper who was struck and killed on Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County this summer is suing a truck driver and two transportation companies. From our news partner WVIA, Roger Dupuy has more.
State Trooper Michael Behira Jr. was performing a routine tractor-trailer inspection on the right shoulder of Interstate 81 at about 7 a.m. on the morning of July 1st. Prosecutors say truck driver Michael Bond lost control of his rig, crashing into two other vehicles and Pahira. The trooper was pinned beneath the front bumper of the truck Bond was driving, which immediately burst into flames. Pahira died of his injuries. Pahira's mother, who is the administrator of the trooper's estate, filed a federal civil suit Wednesday against Bond, as well as against Alabama-based Augustin Freight Services, which is a commercial motor carrier, and Texas-based SNK Logistics, a freight broker. The suit alleges, quote, that the defendant's negligence, reckless disregard for federal safety regulations, and failure to vet and supervise drivers led directly to Pahira's death. A release from the Morgan & Morgan law firm alleged that SNK Logistics chose to hire Augustin Freight Services, even though the company had a record of safety issues that was publicly available information.
That was Roger Dupuy reporting. The Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership has a new executive director, Angeli Santiago. She oversees the organization that places teaching artists in schools. Santiago starts her new job as the funding climate for teaching artists is changing dramatically. The state recently eliminated its program that funded teaching artists. Santiago says the state will likely still fund teaching artists, but the money will be harder to get.
It is no mystery that the arts and culture climate is right now in its own state of crisis. By working through the arts administration lens, I always felt the call to introduce creativity as something that is inclusive and is accessible to everyone.
Santiago is particularly interested in incorporating the arts into school curricula for other subjects like math and science. 74 degrees, partly sunny in Philadelphia, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, high near 91. This is WHYY.